being that this is a model Seder, I want to take a minute to discuss simple foods to eat on Pesach that are yummy. Okay, so one thing you could do is make yourself matzah with butter and salt. It is delicious. Not expensive, but it's very, very delicious.
All year round.
All year round. It's a delicious food. The next thing you could eat that's delicious on Pesach is eggs with salt. So why don't I say make egg salad with matzah? Because on Pesach, they usually change the mayonnaise. Most people like their egg salad with mayonnaise. And to my taste buds, it's not worth spending the money on the... Excuse me, I hope I'm not ruining anyone's parnasa here, but I don't think I have that many listeners that it'll affect them. But my recommendation is stick to the eggs and the matzah, and during the year you'll enjoy your egg salad, because usually the egg salad on Pesach is very funny, because the something in the mayonnaise they have to change. So never... Another food that'll really hold you over on Pesach, or even on the eve of Pesach, is tuna. There's kosher for Pesach tuna, and that's a very filling food. It's easy. Here in yeshiva, you buy yourself a can, you get a can opener. And when I was in yeshiva, I lived on tuna. Matzah and tuna is yummy. Matzah and butter and tuna for us Ashkenazim. Sephardim don't eat fish with milk together. Us Ashkenazim can enjoy our matzah with fish and tuna, with tuna and butter. Okay. And then there's one more thing which is very easy to make if you're in yeshiva or you're traveling. You get yourself kosher for Pesach sugar. Kosher for Pesach coffee or chocolate milk, chocolate cocoa mix, cocoa powder. And you break a matzah into little pieces like cereal size. You break it in a cup. You could usually fill a cup with like three whole matzahs. Break them up into small pieces in a cup. And then, if you're in yeshiva, so what you do is you put in coffee, kosher for Pesach coffee, sugar. You put in water and milk. You usually don't have a way of boiling milk, so you could put in boiling water, and then that softens all the matzah, makes it nice and soft and mushy, and it mixes with the sugar and the coffee, and you add a little bit of milk, and it's delicious. And I lived off of that for many Pesach. If you're at home, and you could have a pot, a milchik pot, so you can make it even yummier by heating up the milk in the pot and pouring in hot milk into this. This is a Yekish food called gebrokts, where you mix the matzah with hot milk or hot water and coffee and sugar, or you can mix it with hot cocoa. And then it comes out a yummy food that takes about a minute or two to prepare. Some people like eating it in a bowl like cereal. Some people like eating it in a cup. However you want to make it, that's a quick and easy meal.
Matzah pizza, you're breaking it enough.
Much more, I'm telling you. I usually break into a cup 2.5 matzahs.
Yeah.
Into a regular cup, yeah. 2.5 matzahs. 2.5 machine matzahs. I don't know if this tastes so good on hand matzahs. Now, if you have hand matzahs and you want them to taste exceptionally good, so then you reheat them in an oven and then they're crispy and they're yummy. The one thing you have to be careful is that people sometimes heat them on the grate of the stovetop, and the grate of the stovetop is not kosher usually. Usually you have milk and meat that drip on the grate, so you can't eat things on that. There's all kinds of yucky grease that's not really kosher there. So it's not so edible either. Yeah, but still, if you've been cooking for Pesach, so you probably have been cooking soup that dripped on it, and if you just listen to me, then you might have been cooking milk that dripped on it. So you can't heat it on the grate of the stovetop, even though that's also a yummy way to do it. But you got to heat it. You heat it in the oven, and freshly heated matzah tastes crispy and yummy, even if it's old matzah.
Like making toast.
Yeah.
There is a special.
Saucepan
for that.
There's another thing which you can do. There's another thing, right? You can make yourself if you take matzah, you put some ketchup on it, some cheese, put it in the toaster, and you have a delicious matzah pizza. It's very, very yummy. Now, one more thing. If you want to break matzah evenly, you know, one of the hard things in life is breaking matzahs. They break in all jagged edges. You take some water, and you pour a little bit of water over here. If you have a brush, if you're so sophisticated, or a Q-tip, you could make a straight line with water. You let it sit for about a minute, and then it breaks easily along the line of the water, wherever you put the water. So if you want to make yourself a sandwich, break a matzah in two and get a straight line on the cut. So you just have to wet the cut and leave it there, and then it breaks easily.
So toasted matzah with cream cheese is really good.
You're right. Matzah and cream cheese is excellent. Yeah.
Is pour extra virgin olive oil on the matzah, salts, and herbs. Oh, that's very good.
I hear. Okay, I never tried that. Okay.
Olive oil. Portuguese people, they live on olive oil.
That should make them very smart. Okay.